Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody to the program this evening. We are live here on the 6th day of March 2015, 7 p.m. Eastern. And the music you're hearing means that you're tuned in to the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show. That's right, the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show, which is live the first and third Friday of every month. Pardon me. I don't know what I'm thinking Tuesdays for, because it's Friday. Friday, March 6th. Which means it's the first Friday of March, and that means Tana Alonza is with us this evening. The number for you to call to get your reading from the one and only mind-blowing Tana Alonza is 347-989-1719. That number is 347-989-1719. You want to call that number live here this evening on the 6th day of March, 2015. So that you can get yourself a reading from our girl, Tana Alonza. Now, we also want you to find her on her website, which is www.tanaalonza.com, because we know that after you hear your reading, you're going to want to schedule a full-length private reading with our gal. So you make sure you go to tanaalonza.com and you sign up for that reading. Also find her on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and now YouTube. That's right. This woman is just about everywhere. Where is she tonight? Right here live with us. Our girl, Tana Alonza, ladies and gentlemen, is in the house.
Well, hello, everybody. This is your girl, Tana Lanza, and I want to thank everybody for calling in, tuning in, and listening to some good, juicy stuff we're going to have tonight. Today is the 6th of March. Thank goodness. What Sunday is going to be daylight savings time, so we go forward, spring forward, and I know they say fall back. And I am, like, really geeked because now it's going to start getting warmer for us folk up in the Midwest, okay? I don't know about East Coast, okay, but here in Michigan, we're going to get warmer, okay? So I'm geeked about that, okay? I'm glad every day that I'm here, but a lot of people have been slipping and sliding and killing folks on the road with this bad weather, okay? And we're making another record here because it's the coldest winter we've had, like, since the 1800s or something like that. But I'm coming to you to do some readings today and going to take some confirmations, and we're going to joke, laugh, party, have a good time like we always do. I'm going to try to take care of all my people. I'm going to give a shout-out because I didn't give a shout-out last time. I just jumped into reading and doing the tarot because a lot of people asked me to start doing tarot horoscopes for the different zodiac signs. And if it's not your sign, it would be like your moon sign or your ascending rising sign. And what ascending rising sign is, for those who don't know, whatever your sun sign is, that means what you were born, your horoscope. So, like, I'm November the 4th, so I am a Scorpio, right? But my rising, when a person does my zodiac chart, my chart, a natal chart, solar chart, I am a Leo, okay? So my rising sign or my ascending, same thing, ascending or rising, is a Leo, which means I act to the world like a Leo, and things that would happen to a Leo would happen to me as well as things that would happen to a Scorpio. So when I read my horoscope, I would read Leo and Scorpio, okay? And that could be if a person has a moon sign that is a, Scorpio as well, or your moon sign or your ascending sign. I don't want to confuse people, but some, like my mom, she's an Aquarius, but she's mixed with a lot of other things, so she'll read the sign before her and behind her. She'll read the cap, you know, and then she'll read the Pisces, you see, and then she'll say, wow, this is going to, you know, this is happening to me right now. So that's what, if you don't know your ascending sign, they tell you sometimes, I ain't saying it's right, but they'll say read the sign behind you and before you, and it's going to be eerie how much it hits on point, you know, like that. So that's what I was asked to do because a lot of girls say they love the way I do the tarot, right? I intuitively read the tarot, which means spirit will tell me what this card means for your life situation, your answer. But also it will, you know, I know the definition of the cards and what they mean, but it'll let me know what it means for you, okay? So this is a general reading, you know, of the signs, you know. So when people say, well, this didn't happen to me, it's not saying it's going to happen to everybody because there's different Leos, there's different groups of Aquariuses. So I'm not saying it's general. It's for the different types of Leos or different types of Geminis, okay? So one thing is not going to happen to 4 million people listening, you know, because you've got different things that will happen at different times to different signs because nobody was born the same day, you know. You got, you know, Scorpios that were born in October. The end of October. You got Scorpio that's born in the beginning of November. So they're going to have some different experiences, okay? You know, I can't lump up the whole gamut for Scorpio, you know. Same thing with the Leo and the Virgo. But so it's general, but for a more in-depth reading, that's when you book with your girl through text or email or through the phone call, you know, and I was going to say through the SOS and everything, but no, I'm just joking. And we're going to have a good time, and I'm still doing my classes. I'm still doing my workshops and seminars and lectures. But now what I'm going to start doing, because I have to update, I'm going to do a calendar page because, you know, some people are asking, you know, well, when are you going to come to my city? I'd like to see you. So I am going to start touring as of next month. It'll be half and half. I'll be doing some readings and lecturing and things, but I'm going to split it up because I've been asked by my agents to start doing modeling again. So I won't be stationary-based here. I'll be traveling. I'll still be able to do telephone readings, but I'll be doing readings on location. So I will have to break down. I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to break down and do the UVU that, for those who don't know, OVOO.com. It's just like Skype, because I do Skype or OVOO, but I usually prefer when I do the readings on the OVOO. I haven't been asked to do that for a long time. I just been reading over the phone, and the client on the other end will tape it with their Android. Because with today's technology, I don't know, my girls, guys, and my couples who get the readings, they're not able to tape it over the phone with the iPhone. I don't know why, or the iPad, I don't know why, but the tablets, they're able to record the session outside of me recording, because when I do a reading, I record the session and send that to the person if they want it, okay? And so they have a recorded session for me that I send to them, that I mail to them if they want, and they have it on their phone where they can just play it at any time, okay? So I'll be doing that still, but I just won't be stationary where they can come and see me, you know, per se, in person. What else is going on? You know, thank you for the confirmations. I've been still getting confirmations on air, on the, you know, through text, on the telephone. You know, it makes me feel good if things are popping. I've had some people that say they're going to call tonight and do confirmation. So I'm glad that things are going on. But I still want to get to my shout-outs, because I promised some people that I was going to be doing some good shout-outs. Devin, my girl Devin, Arnella, Akila, Latanya, Aubrey. Okay, these are my Detroit connections. Aunt Debbie, Taja. Okay, now I'm going to go through this now, because I got a lot of people, but I'm not going to make y'all wait. I'm not going to, like, torture y'all and make y'all wait like an hour, because there's thousands, okay? But also, my mama Cedar, you know I got to say that. A shout-out to my producer, lovely Annette. And she's a best-selling author, by the way. So she's going to be telling you about her book and where you can get it, you know, during the show. And Lola, my girl Lola in California, Lola Lane. Professor, I just came out in a book. I'm in the reference books all across the world. I'm geeked about that. I'll be in all the African history studies departments in the world. So the author says she sent my book like Tuesday, so I'm still waiting on it to come here. She autographed it, so I'm like totally, totally geeked that I didn't make history, okay? So she's going to be here speaking, the author who has me in the book. I think I got a chapter in there. And she's going to be here speaking March the 21st, I think, in Ann Arbor. So I'll have her on the show. And then I got another show. I just did an interview on another network. And so they were so impressed with me. This was Wednesday. They're giving me my own network. So I'll be on another network. So I'll have two shows. Okay, so I'm like so geeked. I didn't know this was going to happen. But then my friend Valerie did read me and tell me that she saw a radio show or a reality show. And soon, so it was like I interviewed on Wednesday, and then I got an email yesterday, Thursday, saying I'm getting my own show the 20th, so on that other network. Let's see, what else is going on with me? I'm still doing the seduction, sensuality workshops, meditation workshops. Let's see, what else have they asked me to do? As a tarot, a lot of people have come to me lately and want to do manifestation, because I have a gift with, when I concentrate and I use my gift, I can help you to bring about, you know, help your energy raise, you know, rise up and manifest and magnify and create things. So a lot of girls have been wanting to sign up for that. And I so can do that workshop before I fly up out of here next month. That would only be about 2 hours. I wouldn't, even though sometimes I go longer, I would keep it at 2 hours, because I'm not trying to tire anybody out. And we would have a ball. So if people, like, want to manifest, draw, attract, magnify things, magnetize things, create things, no matter what it is, money, relationships, jobs, opportunities, success, weight loss, I usually would tell people how to get to that goal in the readings, in their private readings. And so some people say, well, I don't know, you know, what to do. How can I be like a manifesting machine? Well, I got a workshop. This is so many people that ask me. I do have a workshop on that. So I'm willing to teach that workshop. I'm looking at minimum, I think I'm going to take is 10 people. The maximum might be 20, because it can get a little crowded up in here. So I don't want to, like, you know, have it where I can't give each individual person my individual undivided attention if they have more questions or comments or something like that. So I wanted to, you know, to say that. And let me see what else. Other things. I don't do like a lot of 45-minute appointments anymore because I had, you know, that takes a lot out of me. I do half an hour or hour. Occasionally I'll do the hour and a half, and then occasionally I will do the two-hour appointments, you know, because some people want to call and get corporate appointments. I so can do that. I'm not worried, you know, so I can do it. I just don't do those every day like I used to. I don't have it in me, you know. And I got to practice that pole so I can go out here and do my thing. Well, anyway, let's see, what else? I am working on that book, okay, because people have asked me how the book is going and been fussing at me. That's coming along good. And let me see what's going on. Tarot cards. I did a workshop last month. I'm going to probably do the next tarot workshop once I get back, okay? So for those who wanted to know about that workshop, I'll do that once I get back. Okay, let's see. And I think that is about it. And I do know some people had asked me earlier, how do you tell the different signs, the zodiac signs, with the different tarot cards, okay? And so that's fine. I can, you know, address that. That's no problem at all. The air sign, okay, which they're thinkers. They're thinkers. They're methodical. They like school. They can really dwell in things, and they got a strong thought process. That is your Gemini, your Aquarius, and your Libra. That's the air sign. And that would be the swords, you know, card in the tarot, so the swords, okay, because people had asked me that after the last show, and so I have no problem, you know, sharing that. And the next set of zodiac signs, I would say, we could say the water sign. The water sign would be the cups in the tarot. And the water signs are Pisces, Pisces, Scorpio, and Cancer. That's water sign people, okay? And we're emotional, you know, people. You know, things can kind of get to us even if we don't show it. And so that's that one, so the cups. And then the next sign would be, just say, the earth signs. That is the pentacles, okay? So that's the money, you know, they about their money. And that would be Virgo, Capricorn, or Taurus, okay, your earth signs. Okay, and then the next one would be your, what is this here? Let me see, I should have my stuff together, I know. It's going to be the Sag, the Taurus, and it's going to be the Aries, okay? And so that's what that would be, okay? So you got, let me see, the wand. That's the wand, which is the fire sign. So the wands, I always think about a stick. You know how people, when they go in the woods, like the, you know, the Boy Scouts, and they're trying to get the, show the little pikes how to do the fire. The wands is the fire sign, and that's your Sagittarius, your Aries, and your Leos, okay? So that would mean sometimes when I'm pulling the card, a Leo type of person or, you know, a Sag or an Aries is going to be walking into your life or having something to do with this event or episode is, you know, jumping off in your life. See, the other thing is, if the person is not, just say, that fire sign or what have you, it means that they're probably a rising. You know, that sign is their rising or their you know, moon sign. Okay, so all of that, you can check it out. And I think they have websites that can actually tell you and show you how to learn what your, you know, your sign is. You know, whether it's your moon sign, your sun sign, or your, you know, your rising sign. So that's kind of cool, you know. Okay, and let me see, what else is going on? I don't take money orders. I know I was asked by a lot of people lately since they have cut the money pack off because there was so much fraud. They're like, well, how do you take payment? PayPal. That's how I'm doing it, PayPal. And I do take them in person as well. You know, I do take that payment as well. Okay, so now what I am going to do is I am going to speak on the first caller. Let me see. This is Althena in Arizona who has a question on love and relationships. Let's see. My mom dogged me out about this here. Finding the right button here, deal. Hi, Althena.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Althena? Thank you for calling the show.
I'm good.
How you doing? You all right? So you had a question for me on love and relationships. Is that right, darling?
Yes.
You okay?
Yes.
You shy. I got you now. You shy. You're like, I'm talking in front of the world here. Okay. Anything in particular you want to know about your love life or relationship? Talk to me, darling, and I can zoom right on in. Instead of just having something broad and general, I can zoom right on in. If you want to know about the past, present, future, getting Joe out to what you talk to me, baby.
Do you pull tarot cards or?
Do I see what, darling?
Do you pull tarot cards?
Yes. Would you like me to pull a tarot card for you? I can go ahead and concentrate on your thing.
Yes, I have a specific question.
All right now. Cool, because I allow up to two questions, and I try to keep it to like a minute apiece so I can, you know, get everybody in. Okay, I just pulled a card. It is the Emperor card. That's a major arcana card, which is something that doesn't happen every day. It is something that's a big deal. It is something that you need to take heed to. You're learning from and a life lesson. And the Emperor is a person of authority, a boss, a manager, somebody who's running something. Should I call a big ball, honey? That's what that Emperor is. Usually it is a person who's older. It's a gentleman who's older. He got it going on, and he's, you know, working with some stuff, meaning he maybe investments or property or, you know, a CD, stocks. It can be, but he got some stuff taken care of as far as his cheddar, his change. And if it's a young person, they're mature, and they have accomplished and accumulated and acquired what an older gentleman would have. They got it going on, but usually they run in something. The Emperor is running something. So it just means a person of authority and got it going on who running something is going to be a very big part of your life if they're not already, okay? And the Emperors, they don't like a lot of change. They're going to take care of business, and they're going to be there for a while. They might put you through some changes, but they're not ones to jump around. Like certain people, certain signs and certain cards, you know, they're not stable.
So I'm not sure how that card is going to pertain to my question.
Your card is answering your question about, you want to know about your love life, right?
I actually did have a very specific question, but I don't know how to take
right.
that card.
Okay.
Like, is it a yes or is it a no?
Right. And so the Emperor is going to be a yes. So
okay.
The card
Thank
was
you.
Pulled before the question, so it answered it pre. It pre-answered your question. But go ahead, baby, so that we can hear.
Okay. So the answer to my question is yes. Okay.
Okay. You said you wanted to tell us the question.
Well, yes. My question was, if me and my ex-fiance were going to reconcile?
Yep, you will. Yeah,
okay.
Because the Emperor is a positive card. Mm-hmm. It means he's going to be running stuff when you reconcile, though. Make sense? Uh-oh, I think I lost her. I'm not for sure, but are you still there, Athena? Oh, yeah, it said her call had dropped. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, and I have the next person is Stacy in Florida wanting to know about her finances and her career. Okay, let me see if I can do this here. Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for calling the show.
Oh, no, thank you for being on having a show for us. Thank you.
I know we had days like this sometimes, don't we, girl? I'm telling you. But I want to thank you for being patient and, you know, supporting me. So what did you want to know about your finances and career? And if you wanted me to answer it or answer it and do the tarot, it's totally up to you.
It's so tight, I can't even move around.
I know. Some people look like kind of different, aren't they?
Yes.
I know, girl. I'm thinking, whoa, people got to stop that dope now. They got to stop that dope. But anyway, get back to my space.
Yeah.
See? Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what did you want to ask me, baby, on that?
I guess it's Sarah, whichever one you want to do. I'm not picky, whatever.
Okay. And I want to know what
whatever
your question
is for me to get.
Huh?
I said whatever is meant, whichever way is meant for me to get it.
Okay, cool. All right now. Okay, well, I can answer it from the hip and then pull a card right after I answer for you. That's no problem. And what I like to know is you can shoot me a question, darling.
My finances and my career, will they get better? Because they're stiff, very stiff.
Yeah, I really do feel that you're going to have some improvement. It's going to be a slight delay, it looks like, and then I see things are going to be jumping and popping. But you know what I saw? I did see it's going to be an area that you're going to be changing. So if you're like, well, you know, I'm in, just say, retail. I'm just throwing it out. I'm seeing that when you go back and add them, it's going to be something else. So it's going to be like, I'm not going to say a whole totally changed career, but I see a new direction. And I do see a little bit of training coming your way, and you will get it. But it seems like I saw you getting into something else, getting more involved, getting some training, and you are going to be working. And it looks like it's going to be a stable, permanent thing if you want it to, because I see at first you might not like it. The you know, the new, like, type of change with you,
mm-hmm.
earning your money. And then you can say, oh, this is, like, so cool, you know. And then you'll have the opportunity, I did see, where you will be able to, you know, so make it permanent. So I did see, and it looks like to me, if you want to know a time frame, I'm looking at, like, the middle of April. I'm seeing something where you actually go in. Now, you might interview before then, but I see you actually working and have an opportunity to work. Like, this looks like the middle of April. That's why I said slight delay, like not tomorrow, you know, but like the middle of
mm-hmm.
April, it looked like to me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And you want to know about your finances?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Let me see. That's what you're
talking
about. I'm sorry?
I said I need elasticity with my finances.
I know, darling. You know, I know how that is. Now, okay, and I promised you I was going to, you know, pull a card. So the card that was pulled for the first question was the hangman. So that just means some depression was going on because of the work situation. And, you know, you didn't have better days. And it just means, you know, your man been gone. You was worried. You were stressed about the work situation. But that will be better. And then the next question you wanted about the finances, of course, I did see you going to be borrowing some money before you get your job, but you will be able to pay it back. And I did see money coming. They're going to hold that first check, like I think 2 weeks or something like that. But I saw once you up and popping, you're going to be, honey, I'm laughing at you because you're doing overtime, trying to make up for lost time. So you will be doing overtime. And then the card I pulled is a strength card. That's a major arcana card, which is a big deal. That means you're going to be in that mirror looking at how your suit look. You know, making sure the lapel is straight, you know, everything, you know, your pants and your blouse is creased. So that means you're going to be in the mirror wanting to, you know, this, let this be tucked and, you know, but you're going to do well. So I do see a positive thing coming out of this, you know.
Okay.
So I do feel good about it. And keep us posted when you get that, okay?
I surely will. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you for calling. Okay, let's see here. The next caller is... looks like Laura from New Jersey. When will, okay, I can't pronounce that name, be able to purchase a home? Okay, let me see if I can do this one here.
Hi.
Hi, Laura. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling the show and supporting me. Okay, you had a question about when will something be able to purchase a home, my love?
When will I be able to purchase a home?
Okay, because I couldn't read the right. Okay, it looks like I saw you need to tweak some things up, but I do see the possibility of you being able to get a home. I just seen some money that should be saved a little bit more before we do this. And also, I want your credit a little bit more tweaked, and then I'm good. Because I want you with a high credit rating, and I want you to be able to slide wherever you want to go, and them to treat you real good as far as your payment, you know, insurance, taxes, the whole nine yards. So I didn't see it would take long, and I think some people can, like, fix up stuff like the credit in 45 mm-hmm. days, I heard. So I want you to wait. Don't, you know, try to get nothing right now. I want you to work on your numbers for me. At least give me 30 days, and then we can apply. And I saw you, anything you touch turning to gold, and you getting approved, you know, with a low down payment.
Oh, wow. Do you know about when you think that would happen? Sometime this year?
Yeah, I was saying tweak yourself for 30 days. I just said a second ago. 30 days, work on your credit, and then you'll be able to, when you apply after the 30 days, you know, because I want you with a low interest rate and everything. That's what I would love for you. Then you can go and apply and get any and everything you want. It will be approved. So give yourself 30 days, work on some things, and I want you with pristine numbers, you know, for your credit rating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Because you can get something tomorrow. You can get something tomorrow, okay? But I want you where you got a low payment, and you know how they tag your insurance and your taxes and everything in there? I want that low, and you have more choices. And I feel that you would have more choices in 30 days. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you so much.
Hey,
thank you.
My pleasure, baby. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Keep us posted now.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, baby. And this is Randy in Colorado who has a question on career. Hi, Randy.
Yes. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, thank you so much for calling and supporting the show. I appreciate that.
Sure. I don't like what I'm doing at my job, and I'm just wondering, do you see a change? I have two different jobs. I mean, one is my career that I love, and one of them's I consider a job.
Well, one of them I do see you're not going to have long, not the one for the career. The one that we're not really feeling, I'm saying it's going to be a change, but it's going to be a change that's going to be well warranted and welcomed, okay? But you know what, though? I see a little bit of slight depression, so I want you to get out of that. So we're going to have you meditating, you know, to bring your vibration, your consciousness, and your energy up, okay, because if you go through things and go after things, you know, a new job, a new this, a new that, a new husband, anything like that, when you're in a state of depression, you'll get that level of what you draw. So the job will be depressing. The guy will be depressing like that, you know. So that's why I want you to get that level up, and then things are going to get better, but I did see you going to a better place. Now, if you say, well, I'm in love with that new place, I'm not going to say you're going to be in love, but I see that things are going to change right after you get there. So you might go, it ain't my dream place to be at. But I can deal with this. And then all of a sudden I saw things improving. You're going, wait a minute, I think I can hang with this. I saw you're going to like it, but you're not there full time. It looks like it's part time to me, okay? And it did look like something. I saw some people around. I saw them being very nice, cool. They're not, you know, acting crazy and stuff. Gutter, and I saw that you're going to end up liking this, and if you want, the option will be up to you to actually add more hours. That'll be open to you, so you can make more money and everything.
Oh, that sounds good. And my other, you think the other one, the career part, do you see that taking off too?
You know what I saw? I saw a spirit say upgrade. You're going to be up in your game with that, okay? I saw you learning something new and doing some different things, and I saw your hands and spirit say hands on. And I felt real, real good about this. And what I was going to say is that's going to improve too. But I saw you were looking at trying to get your money situation together first. But the other's going to do very, very well. I felt good. And I want to tell you something. I saw you're at a store, at a place. I did see you on a computer too. But I saw you at a store getting some new stuff for this career. You're buying some new equipment or what have you. I just saw the store. But I saw you on top of the store. You ordering some stuff online. I saw the computer, and you're ordering things online. So things will be good, and I saw money that's going to be, enhancing. So you'll be able to do some things you want to do.
Oh, I like that.
I saw more toward the summer because I see a lot of sun. So that means it's really, really warm and hot.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you. Keep us posted. Okay then, darling.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay, bye-bye, dear. Okay, this is Catherine, and she's in the Bay Area and wants to know about a new job.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing, darling?
Good. My first time calling in, so it's
great. Wow. Well, congratulations. Welcome to the show, and thank you for calling and supporting us.
So I just moved, and so I'm not employed at all right now, and I'm just kind of nervous about it. Like, I'm kind of delaying the job hunt. I'm not really jumping into it. So I don't know how to get rid of any worries or fears. Or, you know, I want to think positive about it and just jump into it that I believe I'll get the best place for me.
Well, you know what I picked up? What I was picking up while you were talking is, you know how when people move to another place or whatever, a strange new place, what have you, you know, and they have to, they want to go to this new place. They do the research. It's, okay, I want to work for this company here or this firm here. And they got to go and put their best foot forward for the interviewer, the owner, the manager. Okay, what I saw in your case, you're going to have a nice resume cover. I'm not worried about that. But my spirit is telling me that where you're at, you know how some people who are new got to go in and really show their skills and show that they're up on it. Where you're at, it's more who you know, not what you know. So mm-hmm. you can be cool and you make friends and you've got that beautiful personality, but you do. You don't have to worry about this or that or this. No anxiety.
I do make
no stress.
I make connections pretty easy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very good networking. And my spirit said, a person said, you know what? I can get you in tomorrow, girl. My brother is such and such. My other, and so if someone else would have to have a double PhD and show their degree, they would say, you don't need this, and this. You know what? Start tomorrow. We'll work on this. I'll show you how to do this. I'll train you. They'll slag you up in there because what I keep seeing, it's about who you know. So because you know someone, I feel they're going to say, I like you. Your personality is beautiful. We'd love to have you here. And you would get in on that. And wait a minute. The girl might bug your manners, and you're going to say, hello, here's my resume. And he's going to say, put it down. I don't need it. I've had interviews like that before where they go, I got my credentials. I said, my degree. And, you know, I'm ready. I got my smile on, my good lipstick. And they go, you don't need that. Put that away. Start tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I feel that's going to happen to you.
Lovely.
So don't look at your skill level and if you're going to get in and it's new. I know that, you know, anytime you move and it's new, you know, person has concerns, but they're going to love you and you're not going to have to do what other people do or jump through the hoops. It's not going to be political. And when you get in, guess what I saw? It looks like it does have the possibility to be permanent with you where you're not going from job to job. I did see you being so well-liked. You're going to go and jump different departments, boom, up the ladder, up promotion, because your personality is going to take you farther than any piece of paper could ever do. I want you to know that.
That's
true. And this, you know, I keep seeing a close family knit where you're going to be going. It's a close family knit. So I feel real good. You have nothing to worry about. Just make sure you got some chocolate oil on you, okay? Chocolate oil helps you to get jobs. It gives you favor with an interviewer as well, but they're going to love you anyway. And that's what I have people wear. Sometimes they mix a little bit of St. Joseph oil and some Steady Working Better Business oil with it, but in your case, a little bit of chocolate, you good to go. Cause I chose real, and they're going to pay you nice, too. They're going to pay you real nice, too, by the way.
Chocolate, like a lotion or like a...
Oh, that's right. This is your first time calling in.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, in a metaphysical store, or they call it the occult store, or, you know what I'm saying, where they got the candles and the herbs and the stuff like that. Well, they sell an oil called chocolate oil. It smells good. Now, so I do talk to some clients and callers who like, look, we don't have nothing like that here in my state or my city. And I say, in a tizzy, you can get some, like, I used to say, get a Hershey bar, melt it in the microwave a little bit, go from the bottom of the feet up, go to your interview, you got the job. But one lady taught me this. One of my clients said her daughter told her, go get some Hershey's chocolate, you know, the can in the bottle, you know, the syrup, the chocolate syrup. Just do a dab of that, it's already melted, right, you know?
Yeah.
And she went and got the boyfriend and the job. So, if you know, for those who don't have those stores, you can do that in a pinch, you know?
All right. And
it could be done.
I like to do my own stuff, too, on the side. I did my own business before. Mm-hmm. Do you see how the same way I can grow my own clients, my own business?
Yeah, you can do some Irish malt. Well, that's at a store too. But what you can start doing is doing the social media.
Yeah.
And also flyers, cards. Start doing some things as far as get your website, if you want a free one,
wix.com,
or either the GoDaddy if you want to pay for something, you know, your domain name, your registration, everything, your privacy. And what you can do is put some things up, like at the grocery store. Different facilities will let you bring your cards in there. And then make sure first-time customers or first-time client, I'm going to give a promo of blah, blah, blah. Word's going to get out, and then you're going to grow. But you're going to be expanding with that. So what you're doing now, you're going to be expanding to two or three different things on top of, in addition to that. That's what I want to tell you, too.
That's great. I like to do a little both. Yeah, so.
Yeah. And then you know what? I was just going to pull a card, and guess what? It slipped out my hand. The strength card pulled, which is the major arcana. So you've been in the mirror lately wanting to tweak up some stuff, too. You want this flat. I want this lifted. I want this pushed down. So that just means you've been in the mirror. The strength card, you're looking at your body and wanting some changes. That's what that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and also you're going to be buying some new clothes for work, too, by the way, the job you're going to be getting.
Yeah. You know, it's springtime. Spring is coming, and you want to get a new, fresh look.
Yeah, for, yeah, but this is going to be just for work. Well, love,
okay.
I want to thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And I appreciate,
thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you so much. Keep us posted now.
I
and
sure
now
will.
I'm gonna, thank
Bye-bye.
You so much, babe. And now I'm going to turn it over to my Annette.
And turn it over. She is. Welcome, everybody. We're so glad you're here for the live program. This is the 6th day of March, 2015, and we are live here at the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show. And that number to call in if you would like to speak with Tana is 347-989-1719. That's right. It is 347-989-1719. We also want to remind you of the number that you're going to call to schedule your private readings with Tana. That's right. It's 586-944-9289. 586-944-9289, or check her out on her website, TanaAlonza.com, or check her out on Instagram, hook up with her on Twitter, find her on Facebook. My gosh, she's just about everywhere you want to be. She's also on LinkedIn, and now, yes, right, you can find Tana Alonza on YouTube. You definitely want to find Tana on YouTube, and make sure that you subscribe, that you follow her, that you connect with her, that you tell all your friends, sent your pictures up on Instagram. You know, I mean, if you're going to hook up with somebody, you might as well go all the way. And you'll go all the way on the website, TanaAlonza.com, because everything that she's got available, all her classes, workshops, personal appearances, books that are coming out, DVDs, anything that she's got that you want to connect with Tana, you're going to find on the website. That is TanaAlonza.com. And this program that she does here on the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Network is live the first and third Friday of every month, 7 p.m. Eastern. And we want to remind you that for those that are here live right now, on Saturday the 7th of March, y'all going to be jumping ahead. We're springing ahead. So move your clocks ahead an hour so that you do not miss any of the action when your girl Tana is live and in the house.
But thank you, Annette. Appreciate that. Oh, wait. Almost forgot something. Annette, don't forget to tell them about your book.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I must be foolish. I'm telling you what. And I sat here and I went, all right. Okay, Global Voices of Social Media. It's a book that just went live less than a week ago. We became a bestseller in less than 15 hours. You can go to Amazon.com right now, and on Kindle, you got a special price for everybody, 99 cents. Download that ebook for 99 cents. There are 25 women from all over the world that are telling their stories of triumph, how they made it when people told them nobody could help them. They got out of horrid situations, made lives for themselves, careers for themselves. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. My story is one of them, and I'd be so honored if you pick that book up, 99 cents right now for you, and it is Global Voices of Social Media. It's a pretty green and blue cover. When you get there, you'll see it, and it's an absolutely marvelous book. Thank you so much, and it was, the day it came out, a number one bestseller on Amazon Kindle. So thank you, Ms. Tana. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. My girl is good at her stuff. Well, thank you. And now I'm going to take the next caller. Her name is Brittany from L.A. It says here, father just died, needs spiritual guidance to deal with his wife. Okay, I'm going to turn it over now to Brittany.
Hi, Tana.
Hi, Brittany. How you doing, darling?
Doing well. I'm so excited to speak with you.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, I appreciate you for calling and supporting the show.
Yes, yes. My father passed a couple weeks ago. And
wow,
his wife, thank you. His wife and I don't see eye to eye, and she's trying to fight me for his assets.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what you see surrounding around this, and how can I move forward?
Okay, now we're going to be here for a minute, okay, Brittany? Because I'm going to tell you some things. this person, I don't like her spirit, her personality. I want to kick her dead in her face. I really do. She is trying to go behind your back to go to the courts, okay, like the probate and things like that. She's got a lawyer. She's trying to get everything switched over so you won't know about it, okay? So I want you to see all the paperwork that your dad left for you. Look at it, read it. If you do need to consult with a lawyer, put on a retainer, because what she's trying to do is trying to pull stuff right from under your nose. This person is lying to a lawyer to try to get everything and anything. So, yeah, this has been some stuff going on for a long time. So even though your dad passed, this person didn't just change and turn like this because your dad passed. She's been this way for a long time. I've been plotting this for a long time, okay? But she's trying to get you, she's trying to do some things behind your back, and I need you to be up on it and look at all paperwork, look at everything, because I do see some things that you don't know about your dad. I don't know if it's an asset of some sort or property. That's why I need you to go to the courthouse or to the city county building or whatever y'all have there and check out, run his name. You know, they said, well, who are you? You know, you can show your driver's license, show, you know, the deficit, you know, let them know what's going on. They'll show you some things, because I feel like you will be surprised about something. She's going to try to flip that out the show, knowing that you don't know about it, this property or what have you. It's something your father has. So, and it is listed, and it's public information. So that's why I want you to go do your homework, because you'll be able to keep her from getting it, because she calls us trying to have all kind of plans. It's not going to work.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. She's a dirty person and dirty, underhanded person, you know, and she does a lot of things. She ain't just started being like this. You know this, right?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I do feel that once you get down there, you're going to learn a lot, and you will be able to, now you will need to consult an attorney. So if you say, dog, man, it's going to cost me some money. Yeah, but tell him to say work with you. If he's looking for some paperwork, he can show you what she's trying to do and block it. You see what I'm saying? That's what I want you to do. I want you to be protected, because she's figuring you ain't going to do nothing but just be mad. No, you're going to be proactive on this, because, you know, you're going to get everything that's just dues. You know what I'm saying? You're just dues.
Mm. See, I live in L.A., but she lives in Philadelphia.
That's okay. You still can get information, because nowadays, well, before, you know, years back, up 10 years, you know, you had everything mail. Now you can fax, girl, get on that Internet, find out the probate, you know, county, city, whatever, where she stays at, get the name of that from where your dad passed. Girl, Internet, make a phone call. You know how it is now. You know, and they'll send you the stuff or fax the stuff to you or have a lawyer to do it. But even though she's in Philadelphia and you in L.A., that still you still get through in the paper because that's your daddy.
Right.
You know, and you will see some things. And she's hoping and figuring you ain't going to do this. You're going to do this, honey. You're going to do this. Because what belongs to you, and you deserve it. Don't let nobody take nothing from you, honey. You need my mom on that case.
I do. Can
you
give me your information? Please give me your information. I just think about the lawyers. I don't have money up front.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I do see a lawyer that is going to help you. He's not – you know what I see him charging? I see him seeing $200 to do A, B, C, and D. But he's going to let you do payment plans. That's what I want you to know. So $50, you know what I'm saying, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he will get you the paperwork. He's going to call Philadelphia, get the, you know, get the fax number. If you want to let him do it, unless you want to do it yourself, you know, and get that. But I do see you coming out on top. She's going to be mad. She's going to be mad. Oh, my God. And then she's going to want to try to sue you. But that's okay, because she don't have anything to stand on. She don't have a leg to stand on, honey.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Don't get worried, because you got this, because what's yours is yours. And so they're going to see she's just angered and just hating and just mad. She agreed a little cuss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I talked to a lawyer today. Am I going to work with him or someone else?
Well, it looked to me like I saw, even though this guy's okay, I saw he's going to work with someone else, because the other person's going to be more flexible. They're going to need the work, but they will work with you. They will work with you for finances and the payment plan, okay? This one, you know, like, I need my money tomorrow, honey. I'm business. We want somebody that's going to work with a little bit, you know. So that's why I say I saw another one. Keep this one's card, but I did see another one, and this other lawyer looked a little younger, and they needed the business. They're not, like, you know, where they don't know their stuff. They are experienced, but I saw the other one you're going to be taking care of business with. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you want me to pull a card, too? I can pull a card, too.
Yes, that would be amazing. I would appreciate that.
Okay. Okay, the card that came up was Nine of Cups, okay? So Nine of Cups is sensuality, okay? So you're going to be living good and large and doing things. So the things you're going to be getting from the result of your dad could be money you're going to be getting from your dad. You're going to be able to go to the day spa, get the facial going on, the pedicure, manicure, the salt rock treatment, you know. But also it means a time of, you know, having a good time. You're going to be going out. You're going to be celebrating. And Cups is a water sign. So this person is going to help you get this money. It's going to be a Scorpio, a Cancer, or a Pisces, okay? I want you to know that. But
okay.
You're going to be on top of things, and you're going to be celebrating when this is all over and the dust settles. That's what I want you to know.
Oh, my gosh, you're amazing. Thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure.
I
thank you for
like,
keep us posted now.
I want to have a private with you. How do I?
Well, all you do, you need to call the 586-944-9289 number, or you can either email me, Tanna, T-A-N-N-A, at Tanna Alonza, T-A-N-N-A-A-L-O-N-Z-A.com. And then some people will text me, too. So, and then I can, and then my prices are on my rates are on my website. And don't get sticker shock, because I do sometimes do promos on that. So, you know,
okay.
I help the people I work it out. Well, okay,
okay,
darling, I thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Hey, my pleasure,
right,
baby. Okay, and the next call is, let me see if I can pronounce this. Pretty name. Shamanza from Florida, who has a question on career. Hello, Shamanza. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling the support show. How do you say your name, honey?
Samantha.
Oh, Samantha.
Yeah, Samantha.
Oh, okay. It was typed in here a little bit different, so that's why I'm like, how do I say this? Okay, I'm calling you Shamanza. I'm sorry. I apologize. It said S-H-A-M-A-N-Z-A.
Oh, no, it's regular spelling. Sam, man, and then T-H-A.
Yeah, Sam. Okay, so you're in Florida. Oh, it's warm.
Yes.
Oh, stop it. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, and you had a question on career, my love. What would you like to know on your career?
Yes.
Or I should say careers.
Well,
plural.
Well, that sounds very promising. Well, I am currently unemployed, and I've been definitely going on a lot of interviews, trying to branch out and apply for a lot of things, calling, emailing, just trying to get my net out there, casting my net.
Mm-hmm.
While. And I was just hoping if you see me getting something really soon. I feel like I am. Like, I just feel really happy for some reason, so I'm hoping that
you
carry on.
Yeah, your spirit is already preparing. I did see you getting a job, and it looks like I didn't see it, like, really, really close to your home. It looks like you're going to be doing some travel with this, okay? And it looked to me like I saw you're going to be doing a little bit of a drive, but not bad, but you will have the opportunity if you wanted to stay closer to the job. But you will be getting a job. It will be paying really, really well. I am happy about this, and I saw you're going to be getting some clothes, and you're going to make up for lost time, too, getting clothes and spending and spoiling yourself and everything, going out. I saw you going to, looks like a carnival or something. Oh, you're getting your party on when you get this job. You are going to be working, looks like, full-time. It doesn't look like part-time or three-quarters time to me. It looks like it's going to be full-time, and you're going to like it a lot.
Oh, that's great. And hopefully I can finally purchase my car that I've been wanting for the longest, so. That's even better.
I do see a car. I see a car, and I see the person giving you a break. The salesperson is going to talk to, like, the dealership owner. They're going to give you a break, and you won't have to pay what a lot of people pay. They're going to, you know, kind of, like, help you out with your, you know, with the car you're going to be buying. And I did see you budgeting. Girl, when you get this money, you're going to be budgeting really, really good, so you're not blowing your money.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. That's so wonderful. Thank you.
I did see you're going to be getting some clothes for your job. You're going to be getting some clothes for the job. I did see you working pretty good. They will ask you if you want to do weekends. I saw you saying yeah, because you, like I say, want to make up for lost time with the spending. You're going to be getting another offer, too, for a job on the weekends. So, you know, you're going to be at this main squeeze job. You're going to be asked to maybe do nights and weekends or nights or weekends at first. Then they're going to say, hey, if you want nights and weekends, you can have it. But then there's going to be a second job. Remember I said two things? It's going to come into play. That looks like that's only going to be like weekends. And it might be 4 or 5 hours, but it's extra cheddar too. Now, I'm not going to say you're going to be at that second job a long time because you have to have a life, but I did see you doing that for a minute. It looks like about 3 months, which is what, 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Lord knows I could use all the money I can because I'm not.
I know.
Now,
that's
so.
Why I saw you taking that. That's gonna like, it's kind of like fall in your lap. You know, that's what it looks like to me. Like that, like just falls in your lap.
Oh, wow. Thank you. And I have to definitely thank Spirit and with angels for hearing my prayers because it's been a while.
Yeah, it has, and I saw some depression coming up in there, and you had almost gave up hope at one time, but no, you're going to be A-okay. I did, but, you know, do the chocolate. You know, you got a good disposition, but do the chocolate oil if you can, you know, and you're going to do real, real well. If you don't have chocolate oil in your place, you'll stay. You can use a little bit of Hershey liquid. Just put a dab of that on your hand before you go to your interview, but they're going to love you anyway. And I did see you're going to be very happy there.
Oh, wow, that's so great because I actually had the interview today and I thought it went well, but I'm like, I've had others that went well, too, and nothing happened.
They like you. They like you a lot. And they had more than one position open. You're going to get the job.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure. My pleasure. Well, thank you for calling. Keep us posted now.
I will. Have a wonderful evening.
Hey, thanks, and you too. Okay, the next caller looks like Gina from Georgia, who has a question on a job interview.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Gina. Hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and supporting the show.
Sure. My question is, I have been working, and I'm working at this, still doing this temp job and some contracts. But I received a phone interview last Monday with this company that I have been applying for since 2010. And these people die in these positions because it's a good pay, good benefit, it's a good government agency. So I just want to see what's the next step for me or will I get an offer or how it's looking for me with this company.
Well, they're really, really strict on their hiring practices. It looks like they're going to be trying to look through everything, you know, comb through things with a fine-tooth comb. It looks possible that they're going to call you. It looks like they will, but it looks like they're going to wait and wait and wait. If you say, what are they waiting for, girl? They trying to look and do background check, and it's taking forever. And I saw you getting called, but they just want to make sure they got the right fit for the company. So I did see it. It's just a delay, but I did see it. But when I did see you getting it and getting inside of it, you know how to say everything is shining gold, right? You know how to say that? I don't know if you're going to really be happy with it, but you have the option if you want to make it long term. But I saw you going, like once you get inside, going, oh, wow, this is not like I thought. Oh, but you can still work there, grin and bear it, until if you want to look for something else. Because I felt that you can have it for stability, but as far as, you know, being in love with the job, you know. But they will be calling you, but they're going to even ask you for a second interview, too, I felt. But they're going to want you to bring this paper, this documentation, this proof, this fact, and, you know, but if you don't mind going through the jump through the hoops, you so got it, you know. And then once they get that information, they're going to want to take a little while to get that. So they drag their feet, but they're trying to make sure you're the right fit for the job. That's all. But I did see you getting a call, and I did see you getting that job.
Okay. Yeah, because the job is like it's working in a hospital.
Mm-hmm,
and I, even though I'm with the company, but I'll be working out
in a different capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but I just saw you going, ooh, politics, BS, drama. Oh, but you can still bear, girl, get that check, girl, and laugh all the way to the bank, honey. You know, and if we need to deal with them folk, we'll meditate or something. You know, get a drink. I can't say get a joint, but get a drink. Get a drink. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you're going to be A-okay, darling.
Okay. All right, then. Well, thank you.
Oh, hey, my pleasure. Keep us posted, and thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
All
okay,
right,
now I'm going to turn it to my wonderful Annette. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
And thank you, everybody, for being part of the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show live here this evening on the 6th day of March, 2015. We do direct you to Tana's website, which is TanaAlonza.com. That is TannaAlonza, TanaAlonza.com. You can find out everything you need to know about contacting Tana for those private readings, scheduling her to come and speak to your organization, teaching classes, group parties, gatherings, book signings, whatever you need her for. You'll find that out at TannaAlonza.com. Also, check her out on Instagram. Find her on Facebook. Hook up with her on Twitter. She's also on YouTube, TannaAlonza.com. You definitely want to memorize that website. You want to find her on all the social media. You want to book this lady for any reason that you need her to come and be where you are, and you want to be tuned in to the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Show live the first and third Friday of every month here on the Mind-Blowing Tana Alonza Network.